Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Here's Jay Miller. He is retiring after 42 years in the game of baseball. I view that as a dream life, a dream career. I'll bet Jay feels the same way. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you? And you're exactly right. I do.
Well, we're doing well, and it was made official today. You are retiring in early January, headed back to your native state of Texas. Tell us a little bit about the decision. You've got the wind surge. You and your associates have the wind surge on a very strong path, in my opinion. Why now, Jay?
Well, first of all, it was, you know, I really wanted to come back. Everybody knew that when I left and knew the circumstances and getting the opportunity to come back and, you know, do what I was able to do for 2 years. It's such a blessing. But when it came down to it, that last Saturday game when we had 9,000 people here and I really wanted to sell that sucker out, and we did, my family all came in and surprised me. They all flew in, grandkids, kids, everybody. And my 13-year-old daughter said, "Papa, I saw you once last year. It's kind of time to come home." And, you know, with my wife's, you know, health and what have you, and family and time, you know, that's pretty much all we got. And time, I'll be 66 in February. And so I just looked at it as 42 years is a pretty good run, and it's time.
Yeah, obviously you're doing this for the right reasons, of course. But, you know, when you came back, it's like, okay, thank goodness Jay's back. He's going to stabilize this. And now when you leave, it's been stabilized. But what assurances do you have that it continues on its current path? What makes you feel good about the future of the wind surge?
Well, you know, I think everybody knows the right way to do it, and it's all about taking care of the fans. And I don't think that was happening before the last couple of years. And the people that we've put in place now realize that it's all about the fans. And we got some really great people that are born and raised here helping with the team now, and April and Billy Houle, and I think Matt Hamilton's been a good addition as the GM. And but I think hiring some local people and getting this thing going the right direction for the last 2 years is setting us up to be in a good position moving forward. And you guys are not done with me. I'll still come in and see y'all and enjoy a game. And you know, I love Wichita, and I love coming back here, so I'll be back to see y'all.
Yeah, we need you to make sure we got that Sprite in the refrigerator.
You know, the little things are what make this place special. Whether it's putting Sprite in the refrigerator for Mr. Jeff or making sure the gates are open at 5 o'clock with one of those $5 beers, you got to do those things right.
No doubt.
Jay, obviously, well, I'm going to make this easier on you. We'll put Wichita aside because we know you've done great things here. But over your career, where are some of your favorite spots and some of the things that you've accomplished?
You know, I've been able to be a part of 5 stadiums opening for the first time. And I don't know how many people have done that. So I feel real proud about that. And Round Rock, when it opened in 2000 and we won the championship, and it was such a magical year. And then when we went AAA 4 years later, we drew 700,000 people there. which basically is averaging 10,000 a game. And then going back to the Rangers in those 2 years when we went to the World Series, when I got hired back by Nolan Ryan, and was there 5 years, and then Wichita, all those three spots, Round Rock, Texas, and Wichita have been my three favorites, and I've made such great friends in all three of those cities that last a lifetime. But there's so many great memories, and being at the winter meetings Monday and Tuesday, and running into Bruce Bochy and some of the other people I ran into and talked to. It just is amazing to me that 42 years has flown by, but it has. And I used to go to the meetings and say, man, I want to be like that guy. You know, I want to have a career like that guy. And now I'm the old guy. It's time for the old guy to shut it down. But the memories of baseball, I just feel so blessed to be able to have done what I love to do for 42 years.
Jay Miller is with us. He's leaving as president of the Wichita Wind Surge. So I saw, Jay, I'm even older than you are. My God, I can't even fathom it, but here
really?
We are.
There's somebody older than me.
Or Jay.
And I saw a comment. I don't know if you saw the comment made by David Letterman the other day about retirement and how he couldn't even fathom it, and that we're put on the earth to produce and make things happen. And you strike me, and I'm not going to pretend like I know you really well, but you strike me as somebody who would kind of fall under that category, as someone who wants to continue to make your presence felt. So when we say retirement, how do you envision your retirement?
Well, you know, Bob, all I can say is you're a pretty good read of people. Because even my wife said that to me. There's no way you're going to be able to sit at home. And, you know, I'll probably do some consulting with some teams maybe. But the other thing, I went and spoke at Texas A&M like a month ago, and they asked me to come, and I thought I was just talking to a class. Well, it was 500 students, and it was sports management, undergrad and grad students, and there were two keynote speakers, and I was one of them, and it was an hour long, and I didn't even realize. I'm just glad I prepared. But when I walked off the stage, the dean said to me, so in the fall of 2025, we want you to come teach here. And, you know, 2-3 classes a week, 2 hours each class. And please tell us you'll do it, because you need to give back to these kids that are trying to do what you've done. And that sounded very interesting. So I'll probably be doing a little teaching. I may be doing some consulting for teams. I got asked at the winter meetings from some teams I've worked with in the past about that. But you're right. I'm not the guy that's going to sit back and just retire. But I want to enjoy my, you know, family and my grandkids and have a little more time. In 42 years, I think I told you the other day, I've missed 5 home games. And that's just, to me, you're a freak. Who does that? You know, but the games are where I got all my enjoyment.
I get that. Forget what I was going to ask you now. I hate when that happens. Somebody else talked. I got you, Jay. We talked about the future of the Wind Surge. What about minor league baseball, a place where you've spent, you know, most of those 42 years? We know it's, you know, run by Major League Baseball. Diamond Sports Holdings is continuing to buy teams. Are those two entities that you feel good about?
Oh, I feel very good about both of them, and especially Diamond. I mean, they're obviously they hired me and gave me a second chance to come back here, and we were the 12th team they purchased at the time, and now they have 41. But the leadership at Diamond with Pat Battle and with Peter Freund, those guys are, I mean, their careers, you just read their bios, they're unbelievable, and they care about the game, they love the game, they want it to be affordable. I just feel like it's the only thing that I'm a little, I still remember when Nolan Ryan signed in 1981 for $1 million. And I thought, man, that's crazy. And then to be at the winter meetings and see Soto sign for $765 million for 15 years. I mean, I just shake my head. That's the part I really, it's tough to understand all that.
Well, that's almost what we make doing this show, so it's okay. Bob can share with him, with you, because he like says he's got so much anyway. I got to ask you, Jay, because I do this. It's my favorite question I ask everybody. You were here for a couple years. Where was your favorite place to go eat, and what did you order?
Oh, my. I mean, you can just look at me and know that I got a lot of favorites.
Well, then you and I would have got along just fine.
But I guess I love to go to, if I wanted to go to a sports bar or something like that, I'd go to Dino's East. If I wanted to go someplace and get a nicer meal, I'd go to the Scotch and Sirloin. I like the Scotch and Sirloin, and both of those places had great service. But I don't know if there's many restaurants in this town that I haven't hit. They're all good.
Yep.
And the Monarch, which is close to your workplace, so I know you've been there a lot.
Oh, the Final Monarch. Moments. It's almost like I had a table at the Monarch. I was there so much.
Final moments here with Jay Miller, who's retiring, coming up here in January, and use that term retiring loosely. Jay, there's something to be written about the trials and tribulations of getting this stadium built here in Wichita, getting this franchise moved from New Orleans, having Lou Schweckheimer, who was the mastermind behind it all, get involved and then unfortunately pass away due to COVID. Your situation where you were here initially, then you were dispatched, made a decision not to have you around, and then fortunately you did come back and really helped get this franchise on the right track. Just how many serendipitous moments had to happen for the wind surge to get to this point in time?
Well, I will tell you this. I'm not going to say names, but when the person who took over, and he told me that he was going to make some changes, I can tell you this now, but I didn't want to do it when I left. I told him, well, the first change is I'm walking out that door. So I'm not going to work for you. But the second is I felt like I was always going to come back. I always felt like I was going to come back here. So if you'll remember, when I left, nobody even really knew it. And the people that knew me knew that I left for a reason, but there's just no point to burn a bridge. So I just left and felt like I was coming back. And when Peter called and said, we're buying that franchise, will you go back? And I said, man, you don't know how bad I want to go back and just finish what I started. And part of that was for Lou too, because I loved Lou, and everybody that knew Lou knows exactly what I'm talking about. But this city and this franchise deserve nothing but the best, as far as it's just such a great city and the support. And I always knew the support was there, and it showed up over the last 2 years. So with all the development that's happening around here, with the restaurants and the bars and the apartments and the hotel, it's going to do nothing but flourish moving forward. I really believe that, and I think everybody's going to be so proud of this franchise for years to come.
Well, we know you won't be a stranger. As you've said, you'll be back, and hopefully the wind surge and the people that are going to be running this show know what a resource they have in you. Thank you for all you've done to help get minor league baseball in a good place here in Wichita. It's really meaningful to me personally. I'm a huge baseball guy, and I thought there was a big hole when Wichita didn't have affiliated minor league baseball. Jay, thank you very much, and never hesitate to call or reach out, okay?
Well, I think the world of both you guys, and thank you for everything you've done for the youth of baseball here in Wichita, and part of our success is because of what you've done with the youth here. You're getting them excited about baseball, and it's just, like I said, it's a win-win for everybody. I'll miss you guys, but I promise I'll be back to see you.
Thanks, all right, Jay. Thank you.
You bet.
There's Jay Miller.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.